Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program number 407. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We have music. We have testimonies. I don't know whether we'll get to them or not, but, you know, sometimes we... Yesterday we read one line of a testimony, and the Lord took off on me, and I wasn't able to quit. So we also have a strong message from the Lord, some Bible, real strong Bible reading, or whatever the Lord wants. I plan these to have messages, and the Lord turns them around on me, so I never know what to expect myself. So just fasten your seat belts and we'll get with it. Right now, let's go to the throne. The Lord is in His saints, and I know that He lives in me, and I pray that He's living in you. If not, listen closely to the message, and He can be in you tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're listening to this broadcast. Father, take over. Lord, I pray that you will operate as you do on messages through me. Let this message be your message. No matter what you want, Lord, let it come forth. For I ask it in Jesus' name that souls will be saved and the church strengthened. But Lord, I also said a prayer up that you told us to resist Satan. The only way I know how to resist Satan, Lord, is with your word. And we know that you are the one that we need to call on if we want Satan resisted. So Lord, I call on you, the powers that are of evil. Satan's power here on this earth is so evil now. You stated that we'd be living in the worst of all times, in the end time. But those that have you in them, we really have to reprove our minds and our hearts and souls through your word, because our minds, the human mind, is not that strong, and it forgets, and that's why your word says that we live by the reproof of the word of the Lord. We have to keep saying it over and over again, reading it over and over on a continuous basis, so that we'll be able to stand in these last days. Because your word plainly tells us that Christians, they know you, and they can fall away. This is totally contrary to the false prophets today. They say there's no possible way that a Christian can fall away, but your word is full of that these things are very possible. We're going to, Lord, it is your will. I plan to read some of those scriptures today, and Lord, I pray that they will come home into the hearts, into the minds, into the spirits of Christians. Some people live in false, they just live in falsehood. They believe that there's no possible way that they can fall away. And your word over and over again tells us that people, if they don't continue in your word and in prayer. This is why I'm praying to you now, Father, is that you put an end to the demonic powers, to the false doctrines, to the heresy, that people, that it will be smitten out of their hearts, and that they will be able to receive the truth and not claim that they never heard the truth when they stand before you at the judgment bar of God. Those of you Christians, don't be part of the falling away that the Lord talks about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Because Satan will live in the temple of God, and you are that temple, and will say that he's God. You'll start quoting the exact opposite of what God says. Father, and We ask that you rebuke Satan, bind him, because he's coming after your blood-washed saints that have been living the life of the cross. The way of the cross is to go home and get into our home, our everlasting home in heaven. It isn't in any other way but the cross, to deny ourselves. That's the cross. People don't want to deny themselves. But you've said to us, take up the cross, deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. Take up our individual cross. And carrying a cross or being nailed to a cross is not comfortable at all. And so, you know, we don't enjoy the tribulations and trials, but we, in order to get into heaven, we bear the cross. We do enjoy it in a sense that we know that because we do bear the cross, and that because we do deny ourselves, that we can have the assurance that we're going to be in heaven. We will not enjoy everyday life, as so many teachers are teaching today, false teachers, people that are in here. I pray, Lord, that you'll give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and that you'll give them the fear of you, because that's wisdom, the beginning of wisdom, and it is wisdom, and that's our whole duty, is to fear you and keep your commandments. These new Bibles, they're tremendous counterfeits, Father. They say so many truths, and then they put in their eternal security, and that it's okay to sin, and it's just false. And I pray, Lord, that they get back to the King James and the original Greek, that their souls, that they will learn the truth, that their souls will be safe. Learning the truth is learning Jesus, learning about Jesus, learning about you, Father. And those that are planning to destroy your people all over the world, Lord, destroy them. You said you would destroy them. And you said that if we call upon you, you'll hear us. And you will give us the desire of our hearts. You'll answer us and show us great and mighty things. Lord, do it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise amen. The Lord. And amen. Everyone says amen. All right, amen. Praise God. All right, now we have B.J. Thomas. This man, when my late wife died in April 8th, 82, B.J. was in a recording session. He called me and he says, Tony, I am so sorry that Susie, that you're separated from her now for a while. And he was so kind. And I'll never forget B.J. Thomas. And he's here tonight, not in person, but on record, to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace and heavy laden. Hear their trouble anywhere. We can take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to bear, and what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every prayer.
Praise the Lord. Years ago, B.J. Thomas, I drove up to the mansion in, it's a very nice place in Dallas, in my white stretch limo. I had one back then. Now I don't have one. I get around though. And I saw another white limo just like mine there, and it was at the mansion. This is where Larry Hagman and the staff of, or the cast of the TV program Dallas was staying. And I was very much involved with making clothes for the TV program Dallas. And I got out of the car, the back of the car, and I heard somebody say, "Hey, Tony." And I went over to the car, and here he was sitting back there with his wife, B.J. Thomas, and he shook hands. So we both shook hands with each other, and it was really so pleasant because he's a very pleasant person. And B.J. got saved. Okay, and this is why I imagine why he did this album. Amen. And you can tell he's singing right from his heart. All right, now, is it conceivable? I'm going to ask a few questions here. Is it conceivable that Christians can fall away from the Lord and be lost? Another question, is it possible for God to predestinate us to holiness and yet we do not become holy? Because it's up to us. Amen?
Amen.
Well, can God adopt us as children and then disown us? Can he give us a guarantee of salvation and then renege on his promise? Is the human will so strong as to overcome divine power? Surely yes. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be reading some scriptures, to absolute scriptures. Anyone that tells you that you can still sin and enter the kingdom of heaven is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's amazing how they twist the scriptures to condone sin. But we have some testimonies right now. Where's the first one from? This is one that we tried to read last program. But we'll try it again. Okay, go ahead.
It's from Concepcion, Chile, translated from Spanish. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, may the peace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each and every one of you that labor in the ministry. We here in Concepcion, Chile, are doing well, thank God. We stay busy in the Lord's vineyard, preaching His word in every place, for we are not ashamed of the gospel, since it is indeed the power of God unto salvation. Thank you, dear Pastor Alamo, for the materials you sent us. We are writing to notify you that we have run out again. All of your materials have been distributed generously and freely in the streets, prisons, hospitals, and markets. Many souls are being reached, and one of the souls won by your literature, Victor, sends in this same envelope a letter personally thanking you. He and I now evangelize together. Please, Pastor Alamo, keep sending us more assorted literature in Spanish, especially your testimony. Also, we request 7 Spanish Bibles and 7 Spanish Messiah books for the new converts. May the grace of Christ be with you, and may the love of God flood your souls. Samuel from Concepcion, Chile.
Okay, the grace of Christ means the power of Christ. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, Jesus the Christ. And when He's in us, we have His power. Power and truth came with Jesus. The law came by Moses, but power and truth came with Jesus. He is the truth, and He is the ultimate power. He actually made the entire universe because He's the Word of God, and He created everything that is or ever has been, including the angels in heaven. Okay, so what else?
And the next letter that was in the same envelope is from Victor, highly esteemed servant of God. I here send my greetings to you and to all who labor with you in the unity of the Spirit. You have surrendered yourselves to Christ Jesus that you may do a work for God. May God richly bless all of you for your labor of love. My name is Victor. I thank God for putting Samuel in my path. He handed me your very biblical literature, which changed my life. I work at the regional hospital here in Concepcion, Chile, where I now hand out your literature like it was once handed out to me. Dear servant of God, I thank God for you and for your literature that opens blind eyes. May you receive the richest of all blessings in Christ Jesus for your labor. Sincerely, Victor from Concepcion, Chile.
Praise the Lord. Even the Apostle Paul said, even though he has preached the gospel and won so many souls, and the things that he has written is actually even winning souls to this day. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And still he said if he didn't continue in the gospel, that means in preaching the kingdom of heaven, that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth now, it's invisible to human eyes because it's the Spirit living in us. He said that even if he himself and myself included, if we don't continue on keeping his commandments, that both of us would be castaways. And that is the same with you. If you don't continue in the gospel, that walking in the Holy Spirit where there's no condemnation, well, you'll be a castaway, just as the devil is. Okay, and so, do you have another testimony?
Yes, from Chicago, Illinois. A man called on the witnessing line to say that he would like to have more of Pastor Lamo's literature and also any CDs with his messages from God, because he had just found in his personal belongings a newspaper article entitled Difficulty Mountain by Tony Alamo from a December 2006 issue of the Chicago Tribune newspaper.
Right. I run a lot of my literature that God has given me in newspapers. I've run them in the Los Angeles Times, the New York Daily News, and this is the Chicago Tribune.
Yes.
And San Diego, I can't remember the names of all the different newspapers that we've been in, but I've been in a lot of them. The Tennessean in Nashville, Tennessee, they refuse to take my literature now because the one that runs the place is compelled by the Vatican to not, part of the government, to not run any of my literature or to ever even let anyone hear my voice or read my literature, because if they did, they would destroy the newspaper. They would put somebody in the place of that person. This is how much the devil hates the word of God. He doesn't want you to be saved. He wants you to be in hell with him. So keep tuned in, amen? Okay, amen. What else does he say?
He had also just discovered an old tricked track in a book of his, and after reading them both, he became extremely enlightened and quite enthused to order whatever more he can of Pastor Lomo's publications and messages.
Praise the Lord. All right. Now then, is it conceivable that the Lord God would allow people, you know, he doesn't make us into robots. He says we have a will in our soul. But is it possible that Christians may still fall away and be lost? Is it possible for God to predestine us to holiness and yet we do not become holy? Well, this has happened so many times in history, it's just incredible, and especially in these last days when the power of Satan is so strong. And there's still people preaching that the baptism of the Holy Spirit was only for those in the old time so that they could write the scriptures. But that isn't what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is primarily for. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is for us to have power in these last days over Satan, over our flesh, over the world. Okay? So is it possible for God to predestine us to holiness and yet for us to not be holy or to not become holy? Can he adopt us as children and then disown us? Can he give us a guarantee of salvation? Well, he gives us a guarantee of salvation if we keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
But he guarantees that if we don't, we'll go to hell.
Amen. Amen?
That's a guarantee. That's in the contract. You people ought to read the New Testament. Amen?
Amen.
And then renege on his promise. Well, he promises that he'll save your soul. And he promises that if you don't keep the commandments, he promises that he's going to cast you away. He says, you are my friends if you do whatever I say. You are my friends if you keep my commandments. He said, if a person says that he loves me and keeps not my commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So he promises. There's all kinds of promises. There's a song, Standing on the Promises. Stand on those promises. Know that when the Lord promises that, you know, you can be saved, you can. But believe the promise also that if you reject the Lord, he'll reject you. I mean, and is it possible? Can he give us a guarantee of salvation? And then renege on his promise? Yeah, he promises both ways, right?
Right.
Now, is the human will so strong as to overcome divine power? Absolutely, yes. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the reason, I'm reading a book from a man that has a big church in Los Angeles, and he says, absolutely not. You cannot fall away. There's no such thing as a great falling away, even though the Lord of God, through the Apostle Paul, said there is. Amen?
Amen.
And the Apostle Peter. And Jesus himself. He said, my sheep do what?
Hear my voice.
And another will they not what?
Follow.
Right. Okay, so we're going to be reading now from, where were we going to read from yesterday? Jude?
Yes.
All right, let's get to Jude and we'll see what Jude says.
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, he's a servant. We're he's not our servant. We're his servant. Amen?
Amen.
This is the King of Heaven, the Kingdom of Heaven. Every kingdom has a king, and Jesus is the kingdom of the entire universe, including the Kingdom of Heaven. So we are his servants. We are to worship him. He's not to worship us. And so, you know, God has called us Jews in these last days, to tell you the truth, to make the way of the Word of God straight. You've heard so much heresy and received it that you don't really know what the truth is, and I'm here to tell you what it is, okay?
Amen.
All right, so the Lord has established the covenant, the new covenant through His blood. Therefore, the new covenant is dependable. The new covenant says if you keep His commandments, if you take up the cross and follow the Lord, then you will be saved. You have to deny yourself. He said the new covenant says we must deny ourselves, then take up our own personal cross and make ourselves keep the commandments of the Lord, or we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So He invites us to be saved, and then we're to die out to this world and to get on our own cross and the cross of Jesus as well, and then continue in holiness. And without holiness, no man shall see God, nor shall any man enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, let's keep going.
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father,
set aside to keep His commandments by God the Father, but not to fall away. If we lose a loved one, He'll be there. The Lord will be with us in sorrow, but He will not be with us in sin. B.J. Thomas says, who will all our sorrows bear? Amen?
Amen.
But He won't bear our sins any longer. He died once and to take away our sins, but He's not going to be our king, and we're not going to be His subjects in His kingdom if we don't keep the commandments. Okay, then what?
To them that are sanctified by God the Father.
That means set aside for heaven by God the Father. Then what?
And preserved in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're only preserved in the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. So this is how we are preserved. This is how we have to come to the conclusion that preservation is only in Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. In other words, we're preserved in the new covenant, which is signed in His blood. If you want to be preserved, if you want to be able to be called and unto the kingdom of heaven, and the way that you stay in the kingdom of heaven is to be in the Word, to follow the Word, to read it continuously on a daily basis over and over again until it keeps reproving you on a daily basis so that you're constantly aware. Remember, the human mind is extremely weak. It's just made out of dirt. And so we need to be spiritual people, and the Word of God is spirit, God's spirit, and God's life. And so if we fall away from power, which it says in the Bible, grace, but it means power, the power of Christ, which is in His Word, which is, He is the Word. If we fall away from Christ, then we did that. Amen?
Amen.
We broke covenant. We broke the contract with the Lord. So He promises that definitely if you knew the truth and then you decided to fall away from the truth, which is Christ, the Word of God, and the Word of God tells you that our spirit, our flesh, is slain or killed, destroyed by the Spirit of God. We are able to overcome sin, Satan, the world, in our flesh by the Spirit of God. If we are not walking in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, then we have fallen away. And if you've fallen away and you've done it ignorantly, then you need to get right back into the Spirit, the Word, Christ. All right, now continue.
To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ.
See, we're preserved. That's the preservative for us, our spirits. There's no other preservative. You think that you're, everybody thinks they're like God if they walk away from the preservation, which is Christ. we're preserved in Christ, the Word of God, the Spirit, the life. Then what?
To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called.
Right, because we're not going to be preserved in Jesus if we are not called. We're called, and when we receive the call, if we reject the call because the things of this world are more interesting to you, and you're led by your lust, you like the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is in the world, and you say, our flesh is weak, we just can't do it. That's right, it is, and that's why you need to be preserved in Jesus. You need to ask him into you, and then the full power of the Godhead bodily, the power enough for you to be able to be preserved until eternity if you continue on in faith. In other words, you believe faith that you're preserved only by keeping the commandments of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, preserved in Jesus, who is the Word of God. He came into the world. The Word came into the world in human flesh. Then what?
Mercy unto you and peace.
Yeah, to you that are preserved, mercy to you. Not to you people that fall away. Amen?
Amen.
It's to you who keep the commandments. That's where mercy is. And you'll receive mercy at the mercy seat of Christ if. That's a little word with a great big meaning. Amen?
Amen.
If you keep my commandments. If you don't, you're, again, a liar and the truth is not in you. That means that Jesus, who is the truth, is not in you. And therefore, you're not able to keep the commandments. So you can forget about him every day if you want. Because he doesn't force you. But if I were you, I would get into that word. I would just, or be listening to people that are preaching the word. If you can't read, if you can't see that well, I got myself one of these seeing machines here. I can't see good, but this thing cranks the word, the words up to probably 200-300 times the size. And I'll read them one word at a time and let it soak into my spirit, into my soul, into my mind. I put on the mind of Christ. Okay, then what?
Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied.
Yeah, now peace, if you know you're in the Word, and you're doing what the Lord says, and you haven't fallen away, well then you have great peace, because you know if the breath goes out of your body in a moment, that you're going to be in the hands of the Lord, and that's where we're hoping and praying and keeping the commandments so that we can go there. So the sooner the better.
Amen.
Amen. Like those people said in the 60s on that record, deliver the letter, the sooner the better. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith.
Yeah, you have to earnestly, zealously contend for belief in what you're hearing now. You know, stay with it, because it's your life, your eternity. Because there's only two places to go in eternity, and that's one is the kingdom of God, which you enter into here, but if you began sinning and living a life of sin, you've walked out of the kingdom of God yourself. And God will not have any mercy on anybody like that, because it's clear in the scriptures that you will not enter heaven if you do this. All right?
Amen.
Then what?
You should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares.
Yeah, these false prophets, they creep in, and you're unaware of it because you got your mind on Jesus, and all of a sudden you don't maybe know the Word of God that well, and they twist the Word with a little twist of the wrist. And God loves you so much, brother, he'd never let you fall away. But he'll allow you to. He's not going to make a robot out of you. And so you have to do the utmost, to have the utmost zeal to contend with God, to stay in with him in prayer. That's why the Lord Jesus said, that's why the Word of God said, pray always. Pray without ceasing, Paul said. Amen?
Amen.
Contend with the Lord. Give me that faith, Lord, to just continue on. and be with me in sorrows, because I know you won't be with me in sin. If some tragedy happens in our life, and we fall away, the Lord isn't going to be merciful to that. He's puts us through tests, and he'll allow the devil to do something to see if we're going to be worthy, if we're going to contend, if we're going to stand through all persecutions and sufferings. And if we are, then we deserve the kingdom of heaven. Remember, in the old world, God drowned the whole world with the exception of Noah and the seven others of his family. Okay, then what?
For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Yeah, they're condemned to eternity to because they go to church, but they operate in the daytime. They are so full of lust that they can't wait till evening to have their sexual desires fulfilled. They just commit fornication, adultery, and got their eyes on the world every minute of the day. They can't stop from sinning. To get your eyes on the world instead of the Lord is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because the Word of God tells us that we have to keep our mind, our heart, soul on Him. Well, we can see what's going on in the world, and this is what causes messages, because it's exactly what the Lord, the Word of God, says. Then what?
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God.
The power of our God. Which is, okay, then what?
Into lasciviousness.
Well, lasciviousness. Oh, right. Now, yesterday I read to you what lasciviousness was. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just do a little bit of that. Amen? Okay, lasciviousness is a person that is wanton, lewd, lustful, tending to produce voluptuous or lewd emotions, licentiousness, lecherous. Women walking around flirting, and men that are in pulpits that have crept in among, many of them in pulpits, doing everything in their power through sensuality. You can hear them, they're talking about female parts, and you know who they are, and they're sensual. And they're doing everything in their power. They're scoping out the people in the congregation to check it out, to see which woman, which wife of someone that they can lure by their sensualness into committing adultery with them. This is characterized by, again, licentiousness. Unrestrained people, they don't like the law of God at all. They hate morality, they hate the law of God. They're lawless. That's what we're living in, is the time of the lawless one. The Antichrist is here. He's here. Immoral, lewd, offensive against chastity. They don't like chastity. They're full of evil lust. You see women walking around with tight clothes on. Anytime you do that, they're attempting to lure unstable souls. They cannot lead any strong Christian into their immorality, but they get weak souls. Ones that maybe just were saved and they don't know the rules, the regulations, and so they're unstable. And they hate strict rules or correctness. As a licentious manner of writing or painting, you see some of them making Bibles up, and they put pictures of these old artists where there's nudes. They're lax, loose, dissolute. Every evil, lustful thing on the face of this earth, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Okay, and then what? Man, let's keep going.
Denying the only Lord God.
They deny the Lord. The Lord says to be walking according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because there's no condemnation. It's only when you're in the flesh that you're condemned. And there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus. Then what?
Denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not.
Now this is the New Testament. This is the New Covenant, the contract. And this is the Spirit of the Lord warning you that God did this, drowned everybody except 8 souls. Then go on.
And the angels which kept not their first estate.
The people, even the angels in heaven that are stronger than we are. Remember, one angel wiped out all of Sennacherib's men. Do you remember how many there were?
185,000.
185,000 men with just one stroke, one angel. So they're more powerful than us, but God cast them out, and they're sitting in chains of darkness waiting. They're in hell. But they're still the evil spirits, just like we're in heaven. We're sitting in heavenly places. They know they're in hell. They're going there. That's already been established, but they're loosed on the face of this earth. They're like seducing spirits. And I know this, that in the latter days there shall be become what? Seducing spirits. Amen?
Amen.
They seduce you to fall away from the Lord, because they know that human beings that have been saved can fall away from the Lord and will. It's an absolute, it's in the contract. If you don't keep my commandments, you fall away. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation.
Yeah, they left their actual dominion where they had dominion, because God gave the angels jobs in the kingdom of heaven. They had their domain, and so they were cast down, one third of them, because they believed Satan rather than the Lord. So angels that are stronger than us are going to hell. And so what do you think we get off? Oh, because Jesus saved our soul. He's the one that tells us. And this is the New Testament. It's his Spirit saying these things through the apostle. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation.
So can you leave the Lord? They were in heaven. Yes, you can leave the Lord. They can leave the Lord. They did in heaven even. They were convinced by the satanic spirit of Lucifer, who became Satan because he wanted to be like God. And so he came here and told all of us down here. He keeps telling us that we're God, but I know that I'm not God. I know I'm a man, and that God is God. Amen?
Amen.
That Jesus is God, come in the flesh, and he is the master or the king of the entire kingdom of heaven and the whole universe. And so we have to bow down to him as our king and our savior. Yes, he's our brother also, if we keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
So we can't walk away out of the kingdom. If you walk out of the kingdom of the UK and you become part of this part of the world over here, then you're not a citizen of the UK, and you don't receive any of the benefits, because you're here and all the benefits that the people of the UK receive, you don't get unless you're there. And you don't get any benefits from the kingdom of heaven if you're not there. Okay, so that means you have to walk with the Lord every day, because you don't know if you're going to get a bullet through your head or blown up these days. People walking down the street, or they're sitting in a cafe, and all of a sudden a truck with bombs on it comes blasting through the windows, and they're dead. And they're before the Lord immediately. And if they're not saved, before the judgment bar of God. And then their souls are placed in hell, waiting for themselves to be thrown into the lake of fire. And there's no food, water, or any amenities there. No quilts, blankets, pillows, no pain killer, nothing. It's worse. Cold turkey would be a picnic compared to what you're going to go through there if you don't stay in the contract, the covenant, the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Promise. So God promises salvation, but He also promises that if you break away from salvation, you're going to hell. It'd be better that you'd never been born. It's like a dog that's returned to its vomit, and a sow that once was washed, then it comes back into its wallowing again. Okay, let's continue on.
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness.
Angels, it says?
Yes.
Yes. Even angels. So where do human beings, with your frail brains, my brain is frail too. If I didn't stay in the Word of God, I would be a castaway if I don't continue preaching the gospel or teaching the gospel. Okay, then what? And the kingdom of heaven is not in word. There's better talkers than I am. But the word, the kingdom of heaven is in power! All right?
Amen.
The power of God's in me. Amen?
Amen?
And it can be in you this very day if you receive what He says. Then what?
He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
So these angels are judged to hell in the lake of fire. And the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the people of the old world that were drowned. They just thought, they laughed at Noah for preaching the gospel, just like these insane, maniac, demonic people do today for us that are preaching the word. They cast the word out of schools. The word of God is not permissible there. This is Satan's government. Don't you get it?
Amen.
And our children, they wonder why, and they put them in these x-ray machines to see, or they'll do autopsies when they kill one another. We're just trying to figure out what's wrong with their brain. Well, their brain looks the same as ours. Or they'll come up and say, well, there was a tumor in there. There's a spiritual tumor in your brains if you believe that.
Amen.
Amen? Because it has nothing to do with the brain. It's the Spirit of God. Even the person that's insane, if they look towards the Lord and start receiving what He says, insanity is nothing more than a demon possession. All right? Because all those that keep their minds stayed upon the Lord will have perfect peace, and not an insane mind, but a sound mind. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set
forth. Yeah, strange flesh means man with man, women with women, homosexuals. Is what? Then what did they do?
Are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance.
Yeah, this is an example to us of what God is going to do. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He didn't change the rules.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. It's the same. If you're a homosexual, you're going to hell. I don't care how many lobbyists they have in Washington. Those lobbyists are going to die of AIDS. They're going to be taken out of their husk. God's going to pull their spirit right out of their bodies, and then they're going to go up before a judgment, and they're going to go, they won't be swishing up to Him. They're going to be groveling on their hands and knees, begging for Him to not send their souls to hell. Just like those demons that prayed to Jesus, don't cast us into the swine. Well, He did. But this time He's casting these demons into hell and the lake of fire. Then what?
Suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Eternal fire. Receive that, you Jehovah's Witnesses who say there's no hell, no lake of fire. Read the book of Revelation, where their smoke ascendeth up forever and ever and ever in the lake of fire. Then what?
Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil.
Yeah, they don't like to hear the law of God, dominion. And they don't like to hear us, because God has returned dominion, power and dominion to us in this world. Can Satan kill us? Yeah, he can. Jesus said, don't fear him who can kill the body, which is Satan, but fear him who can also kill your body, but send your soul to hell. Satan can't send your soul to hell if you're in the kingdom. Amen? Because you're already there in the spirit. Okay, then what?
And speak evil of dignities.
Yeah, they speak evil of God's dignities. That would be us, okay, that are preaching the gospel. Jesus is in us with the Father by the Spirit. And, you know, of course, you can't see that because the kingdom of heaven is in us, and you can't see it because it's invisible. But he's in us. And these people, like the media, the government, and the Vatican, they speak evil of those of us that are doing the things that Jesus did, and the things that Jesus commands us to do. And if they don't repent, and I'm saying repent, you people out there, repent means to, you know, do what the Lord says, amen?
Amen.
Get saved, be born again of the Spirit. Now, you can do that right now. I can't believe how time has flown away because I have so much scripture here and so many other things to tell you from the Lord. But, you know, you want the covenant, the promise of God to be able to be saved and go to heaven? Or do you want the promise of God that you're going to go to hell? It's up to you. You're not, God doesn't hold, make a robot out of you. You can accept either way. And no matter whether you accept it or not, I get the same credit for preaching it to you, whether you accept or reject. But it's on you if you reject. So if you want to, if you'd like to be saved and have peace of mind and power over sin, Satan, the world, and your own flesh, or the devil, and sin, then say this prayer. Make a contract with the Lord and keep it, because he keeps his promise. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. He drowns them in the sea of his forgetfulness and doesn't remember them against you anymore. But he says, take up the cross and deny yourself and follow me. Okay? So, I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. All that call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, God's word says, shall be saved. So you're saved, but don't fall away. Take up the cross, deny yourself, and follow the Lord. Now, I know that you've heard me. I know you've answered me, and I thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell Radioland how they can receive four different ways this program, number 407.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. And, you know, the way of self-denial leads home, leads to the kingdom of heaven, and the way of the cross leads home. We have an old record. It's got pops on it and everything, but the message is so powerful by Jack Holcomb. We're going to try to get it on a CD. If any of you have it out there, send it to us. And I'm just telling you, there's some pops on this old vinyl. The way of the cross leads home, Jack Holcomb. That's self-denial.
I shall ne'er get tired. If I ever climb to the heights of love, where the soul